This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Russell Stern. How are you, Russell?
I'm doing pretty good, Robert. Thanks.
And Russell is the CEO and co-founder of Solarflare, which is a network hardware software company. Actually, it's 99% of all trading electronics are used in the industry. Talk about what the company really is.
So we're a collection of people that know how to design chips, that know how to write software, design boards, design systems, and have just a wonderful vision for where computing's going, where technology's going, and sort of a culture of figuring out how to make that product easy to adopt.
Now, easy to adopt for whom?
For the customer.
But who is the customer?
So
is it the CIO, CTO? Is it a
good question?
CEO?
It's
a user, a trader,
all of the above. So there's traders that are using some piece of application software. Underlying that screen that they're looking at is technology that brings that information to them as rapidly as possible. Underlying that, when he executes a trade, is a way to get to the market as fast as possible, right? So originally it started in high-frequency trading, which were algorithms that were running automatically all the time and doing a lot of very fast trading. But all trading is electronic. No matter where you go, whatever system you're using, you sit at home and do a trade, it's electronic. There's nobody on the floor anymore holding up little pieces of paper and saying, you know, I did this amount of money. It actually is all done inside of a matching engine, an order engine. And if you put a bid on a stock, if we're talking about stocks, and, you know, you put a collar on it, I don't want to pay more than that. And you know, if it goes above that, don't do the trade. So you want your order to get to the market really, really fast so you can get the price that you asked for. One of the most disappointing calls is to get a call back and say, I didn't make it. I didn't get there fast enough.
Well, how about with things like robo-trading, where people are trying to figure out algorithms to siphon off one basis point?
That's the high-frequency trading algorithm. Most of the games of that were originally done when a lot of these companies emerged and started to develop high-frequency trading, where they found out certain behaviors of the computers at the various exchanges. Most of that's really gone. It's actually a very tough business because you have to have a very deep understanding of markets. And what's really cool about that part of it is, you know, it used to be just, you know, a symbol, a price, and, you know, an ask and a bid. But now, in order to be more intelligent about it, you have to pull a lot more information in. So the notion of augmented intelligence it's found its way into the world of electronic trading in a big way, where you're aggregating many, many different markets together, many pieces of just news, text out of newspapers, or the price of, you know, gasoline in Africa, whatever it is. You have to pull in all that information, and then the algorithm that you're trying to figure out is, well, what does that have to do with this buy? And I have to do it in microseconds, and we got to execute the trade in hundreds of nanoseconds. So it's really, really fast stuff.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Russell Stern, who is the CEO and co-founder of Solarflare. And we've been talking about electronic trading. We've been talking about networking. You mentioned AI.
Yes.
So we have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in. The vast majority are really interested in AI. They're also concerned about cybersecurity and digital assassination. Just tell me, what is your take right now on what the word AI really stands for?
So, you know, it started with the artificial intelligence notion. But really what it is that we're collecting so much information. We're recording so much information, whether it's you know, the videos off your phone or this blog or this event, everything is being recorded, that, you know, video cameras out in the street, you name it, right? We're collecting all this information. And, you know, originally we thought, well, let's take all that information, we'll put it in this big database and we'll start to sort through it. And it would be like trying to find the, you know, a piece of a needle in a haystack. You can't do it. There's too much data. So now we need machines to analyze the machines.
Wow, wait, and that is a profound thought, that we have now passed the intersection where we need the machines to analyze the machines.
We actually never got to that other location. It was almost like we drove there. You know, our GPS put us there. Yeah, you've probably been that experience in your car. And you get there and you go, this is not the place. There's nothing here. This is an empty lot. Because that's kind of what it was. We were moving data so fast, by the time we got there, we couldn't do anything with it. So a lot of failed projects, a lot of things that didn't happen. And but the electronic trading industry, the banks and exchanges, they were on top of this a long time ago. And they tend to be the leading edge, like people say, the bleeding edge of that technology. And what we're seeing now is the kinds of techniques and abilities they had in that market are finding its way into our very lives, right? And so we call it more about augmented intelligence. In other words, I'd need another computer to augment that knowledge. How do I distill it all very quickly? And then I need to be able to tell somebody really quick, right? The perfect example being the autonomous car, right? The car's going down the street. It's great if I'm, you know, can tell me where to go, turn left here, turn there, but I have to know where every other car is, and even ones I can't see. Which means that we all have to be communicating through some central point that's analyzing everything about us and then getting that data back to us in an instant. Very low latency. That's what trading was about, and very consistent. So, for instance, in the stock markets, the consistency of that latency in many cases was more important than the actual number being low, because one outlier, if you make a decision, and one outlier, you could destroy your profits for an entire day, maybe an entire week. So you need to be consistent. Well, imagine if you're driving a car, some guy's coming by at an intersection, you can't see him, he's doing about 70, but it took a little longer to communicate that data to your car, so you guys have an accident and die. That would be bad. So building out these, what we call neural class networks.
Neural class, right?
So think of your brain, right?
Neural class networks. What exactly does that mean?
We're talking about hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of computers that are meshed together in a network, all performing a piece of the brain function and correlating data against it and being able to communicate between each other very rapidly and interact with us in the world, in the Internet of Things, right? And whether it's about our power, it's about our car, or our Google Home device, or Echo Dot, or whatever it is, to try to make our lives better by giving us more information. And now, you brought it up, so I'll add into it. There's a price we pay for that information, which is security, right? Cybersecurity. When you're building out a neural class network, you have just made the problem of cybersecurity that much harder, right? You've increased it by orders of magnitude.
And what is your organization doing about that?
So we designed...
It's your responsibility there, Russell. Make it happen.
Darn right. We figured out exactly how to do it. It's really one of the coolest developments in our last generation, released last June, of our network adapter and software. We built a security engine encrypted into the hardware. That protects every single server and every application on that server. It was called micro-segmentation, which means that what we do at an atomic level is we decide where every channel of communication goes, where every network flow goes. So we make sure it gets to the right application, you know, in technical terms, the right cache, the right core, so it executes really fast. But now what we do with that is we can secure it. We can identify where every single network flow should go, assign rules to it, assign groups and patterns to it, and we can enforce it, or we can just monitor it, send you a text when somebody's communicating with a computer they shouldn't be communicating with. And we've solved that problem of access control. Now, that's just one piece of security. cybersecurity has many, many other elements, as we saw played out in the news this week with sort of the older operating system exploit they found.
If someone wants to find your company, what is the website?
www.solarflare.com.
SolarFlare.com.
That's right.
This is Robert Reese. We are talking with Russell Stern, the co-founder and CEO of SolarFlare. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the future, how it will impact how the digital disruption in our world and AI will impact many of the industries that you are CEO of. Back in a few.
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Russell Stern, who is the co-founder and CEO of Solarflare. Why don't you start off? Tell me a little bit about what's going to happen in virtual reality, and then we'll move back into augmented intelligence.
So I'm one of these guys that buys every single gadget there is on Earth. So I have my VR glasses. I plug my Samsung phone into it, and I haven't found the greatest use of it for me, but companies are investing a lot of money and a lot of time ways, and I think which will be one of the absolute best ways is to give people an educational experience, an immersed educational experience, and then be able to sort of think about maybe one of the simple things, flying an airplane remotely in a virtual world, not just staring at some flat screen, but actually be like the pilot that's sitting in that plane.
At a certain point, do we become vicarious livers of life?
I hope not. I think what happens is, and sometimes it shouldn't take as many generations as it has with us, but as we eliminated the more menial manufacturing jobs, what you hope is that the next generation will be trained on those types of skills that will allow them to be the innovators, the inventors of the next augmented reality or virtual reality technology, right? And so software is probably one of the most perhaps underrated skills in educational institutions today because we're not putting out enough of them.
Absolutely. So let's go back to AI.
Yes.
Talk to the industry before you. How long would you say it's going to be for the cars to be?
I felt like it should be a little further out, and I've heard somebody tell me that we'll see the first ones on the road within the next 12 months. That scares me a little bit, but. Maybe I'm just a little conservative in nature.
Hey, yeah. My daughter just got a driver's license, so that could be even scarier.
Yes, you'll hear people tell you stats about all this test driving that they've done, that there's much fewer accidents, based on.
Well, it's 4.3 million versus 3.2 million.
So there's some cities where I just don't know how it's going to work. I just came back from Taipei. There's 4,000, mopeds and scooters running in between you. What do we do about them? Should we turn into them? Are we going to rely on our local
radar
techniques?
I'm not sure. Let's go into other industries.
Yes.
Snapshot. How will healthcare change because of what you're doing?
Healthcare is huge, and I think the biggest thing driving healthcare is the genetic research. Mm-hmm. The sequencing of the human genome was an incredible breakthrough, but now they have made being able to do gene splicing and genetic research something you can do in your garage. In fact, I saw many examples of it presented by an FBI agent that works on cybersecurity for the FBI and for the healthcare industry. You can buy a desktop DNA sequencer for less than $5,000. You can build an entire laboratory and be, invent the next greatest cure to something in genetic research in your garage. Part of that is scary. Part of that is exciting. But the ability now, if you can imagine, if you had everybody's DNA fingerprint around the world and you were able to correlate that with every illness, their heart rate, their cholesterol level, their whatever, right? Think about all of that information in the billions of people in the world. And now, and using augmented intelligence be able to analyze that data and figure out what's the right treatment for Robert. Robert's got this thing. What's the right treatment for Robert?
So what's the goal? Is the goal for people to live to 120 years old?
It's a good question, and it presents population. Them very interesting moral issues about how we're going to feed the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we'll use augmented intelligence to figure out how to create more food.
Okay, so let's shift over to another topic that, you know, inside out, which is the future of trading and the financial markets. Ooh. Give a snapshot of how AI will change that. Highly regulated industry.
Highly regulated industry in a good way, in a lot of good ways. I think, you know, I spend a lot of time with regulators and see a lot of, you know, go to a lot of trade shows and conventions that talk about it. I think everyone's trying to catch up. Regulators don't have the ability to set up a laboratory and replicate what's being innovated at some bank or an exchange. And so they have to rely on the collective intelligence, morality, ethics, and business ethics of the businesses that they work with. So they do actually do a pretty good job. Sometimes they get a bad rap in the industry, but in general, that's what's going on. We talked about a little bit, which is using more information to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be you sitting in front of your, you know, whatever trading platform you use. I don't want to, you know, push any names out there, but let's say you got a trading platform and you want to see what are all the things that might affect me owning this stock or owning this ETF, whatever it is. So bringing more of that information to you, that's sort of the simple end of it. What's happening a layer below that in our industry is to open up markets and companies around the globe and be able to basically install in these neural class cloud environments trading capability. Because when we first started, this was just only for like blazing fast machines. And now we've developed the capability to bring that incredible speed, this extreme scale capability, into a world where I can put them in a cloud environment and have them be accessible by many, be able to stand them up quick. So I think we're going to see a broadening of trading across the globe, across geographies. We're spending a lot of time in Asia Pac, right in the Asia Pacific region, China, Japan, Singapore, you know, all the countries over there. So we see them expanding out quite a bit in the world of electronic trading. So this is kind of an interesting lift off of this. Maybe when we come back from break, we'll talk about it again. But the world of advertising is moving to an electronic trading platform. A low latency electronic platform. So a lot of people that were in the high frequency trading world have joined companies that are working on getting advertisement to you. So when you click on your Facebook page, that page doesn't exist somewhere. It's created at the moment you hit the mouse. One of the things that Facebook knew is, well, I can't make that page take too long to load. You'll just move away.
And this is definitely, CMOs are moving in that direction. We have about 20 seconds left.
Yes.
I want to ask you, you are an accomplished guitar player.
I never said that I was an accomplished guitar player. I said
pretty good. You've like 12 great guitars. What can CEOs learn from playing electric guitar?
Well, any kind of guitar. So I play guitar, acoustic. I'll tell you what you learn is peace. You know, a lot of inner strength and relaxation. It is the best stress reliever. I keep a guitar at work, and everybody will hear me from my office jamming away at lunchtime and know that Russell's relaxing. Yeah.
There you go. Russell's relaxing. And everyone, we've been speaking with Russell Stern, the co-founder CEO of Solarflare, Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. See you next week.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hi, this is Robert Anganish on the Transformational CEO Forum, where we interview CEOs who have reinvented themselves and then their industries to succeed in the digital age. So our guest today is Mike Gregoire. Good to have you on the show.
Great to be here.
And he's been CEO of Taleo, and now he's CEO of CA Technologies. Now, I want to start off in transformation. Let's take you back to your childhood. What was something that occurred to you that really helped transform how you think about life and made you the CEO you are today?
Well, very deep question. Always hard to pick that one thing, but one of the things that I always remember about my childhood is a lot of personal freedom. And I grew up in a really small town that, you didn't lock your doors. You left in the morning at 7 o'clock and you came home for dinner at 5 o'clock, and the whole day was about having adventures, and you could really had a lot of personal freedom to explore, make mistakes, and, hang out with a diverse group of people. And just that freedom and that ability to express yourself in a unique way is something I learned at a very early age, and I really, really enjoyed it.
So, Mike, I have read a lot about what you talk about, like application-driven economy or application-fueled economy, whichever way you want to express it. But before we go there, would be very keen to find out, what was that aha moment where you felt, oh my God, the world is now getting digital, both in technology sense and business sense, and as a result, I need to bring about certain changes in myself to be effective in this new era. What was that moment?
You know, it's a combination of things. Once again, in our industry, when you're building software, it's a people-oriented business. And, just in the United States alone, we have 350,000 open IT jobs. In Europe, there's 500,000 open IT jobs. They only really measure it in Europe and in the U.S. And how do you attract A-plus players and put them in a situation where they're in an environment where they can demonstrate their creativity and still get things done? And as I started thinking through that and the kinds of people that we wanted and the kind of people that we wanted to recruit, two things occurred to me. All of our customers were trying to recruit our employees because they, in turn, were becoming software companies. And in order for us to bring the best players into our environment, we had to change the environment, which moved away from a command and control management style where I tell you what to do and you do it, compared to I create an environment where you can get the best thing done for the customers that you're serving because you have the skill set to do it, and also you know the right thing to do. And when you change your management mindset towards creating environments rather than commanding people to do things, it's a lot harder, but the results are extraordinarily more powerful.
So, it almost sounds like culture of empowerment. Somebody said, I'm not a big boat, I'm thousands of canoes, so that each one of them can speed ahead and yet be kind of connected in a total sense and bring about that victory. So share with me some of the challenges that you face to bring that culture into any of the businesses that you have run, the Taleo or CA Technologies today. What are the challenges that you faced as a CEO to make it happen?
Well, the first thing you have to do is reinvent yourself. If you take a look at the way that businesses have been structured, if you went to business school, you were taught plan, schedule, control. Now, those skills don't necessarily go away. It's how do you get the plan, the schedule, and the control. And the best way to get the control is to back off, get the right people in the right jobs with the right motivation that know the right thing to do functionally and know the right thing to do ethically, which means you have to change your recruiting process and you have to change the way that you interact with these folks. You have to set an environment in which you talk about what you're looking for, but don't tell them how to do that. When you tell them how to do that, they're getting your idea how it should be done. And when you have a large organization, to think that it's really arrogant to think that you're going to have the ability to tell everybody in the company what it is they should do. If you set the parameters for what needs to get done and they agree that this needs to get done and give them the freedom to get that done in a way that they think is best, you would be shocked at the kinds of solutions that you get. Now, the other thing is you have to be willing to accept that not all of them are going to work. And you have to create an environment, once again, where it's okay to make mistakes, and that's a learning moment. And to the extent that you move on after that learning moment. A great employee that cares about the company, cares about customers, and cares about their own career, they're not going to make that same mistake twice. So you've just de-risked a whole category of mistakes that are not going to happen, and that's the price you pay for education. You want to embrace that employee because now you know that they understand this, they understand your expectations, they have taken a whole set of criteria that they've tried that didn't work, now they're going to go do something else.
You know, looking back at your background, you took one company from very small to $400 million and managed to kind of put it out there in the market.
For $2 billion.
For $2 billion, right? Now you're leading a much larger company. Can you share with us some personal anecdotes of how does one CEO shift from running a smaller company to a large company and bring about that spirit of innovation, experimentation in a larger company?
Well, the thing that you have to understand, when you're a small company, you envy the large companies. And you get to a large company, and they envy the small companies. I've had more people walk up to me and say, you know, we have to act more like a startup. And I said, you have no idea what a startup's like. You know, you're struggling to make payroll. You're pulling all-nighters. You're doing all of the work. You're flying in the middle seat coach. You're working almost every weekend. You know, you don't understand how difficult it is to be a startup. So don't say that you want to be a startup. You want to have startup-like properties. So you want to be able to build product in an environment where you have all the tools and you have a global distribution network so your ideas can flourish. So what you want to do is you want to be better than a startup. And helping people understand that the startup is not this fictional nirvana thing. A startup is full of high risk, very, very difficult, and the probability of you getting a solution that scales out of a startup is relatively low. When you have a 40-year history of solving customer problems at scale, you have something to build on. So don't look at the glass half empty. Take a look at what you can do innovative in the context of your company. So one of the things we did is I put a startup model right inside our company. So if you're an employee of our company, you can put a lean canvas together and get Series A funding, and we protect your job for a year. Now, if you go through the Series A and get through the Series B, we will give you more resources to go build out on your idea. By the time you get to Series C, you have to have a buyer for your technology, and that's the company buys it back, which means it moves from, you know, this innovative startup mode directly into the products groups. And the product groups put all of the things, the marketing, the scaling, and the resources to turn that into a true product. And taking the risk from the employee of, you know, if I have this great idea but it doesn't work out, am I still going to have a job? We just make that a non-issue. So there are things you can do in a large company to drive that innovation. It's really sharing in the risk with the employee.
It's a fascinating model how you've codified it. And I know that you have a full leadership philosophy of 10 principles. We have a couple of minutes before we take a break, 2 to be specific. And so what is exactly your leadership philosophy? Talk about some of the 10 principles.
Well, this is something I put together where I was trying to figure out a way for my direct reports to be able to understand how I think. One of the things I've learned is if you are more open and transparent about your thinking and bring people into your thinking, you're going to get a better result. So it's a way of my transformation from a command and control management style into what I call a principle-oriented leadership style. There's several things in, you know, the 10 leadership principles of Mike. And there are things that I'm not necessarily good at that I have to work at every day. You know, two that come to mind always is, you know, control your energy, control your destiny, which has a lot of nuances, which means if I'm doing your job, or if I'm dealing with somebody that's not cooperative, or I'm dealing with somebody that doesn't understand what our mission is, and I'm spending all of my energy trying to get them on the boat, they're going to take away my productivity. And my productivity is important, just like I respect other people's productivity. So you have to control your energy in these situations, and you can't do everything for everybody. You have to figure out the places where you can make a contribution and focus on that. Another one is trying to find the right balance between being too direct, which if you're too direct, people find you difficult to work with, or if you are too political, people will find you don't have conviction. And those are the types of things you have to think through, because you have to couch how you say things. A whisper from the top is a scream from the, you know, is a scream at the bottom. And if you are unhappy with something or you really like something, how that gets interpreted over the course of 12 to 15,000 people can really change what you really want to get done.
We are on the Transformational CEO Forum speaking with Mike Gregoire, the CEO of CA Technology. When we come back, we're going to then talk about the future of digital. Back in a few.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camuso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camuso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamusoCPA.com. That's CamusoCPA.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, we're back on the Transformational CEO Forum with Mike Gregoire, the CEO of CA Technologies. So you've been in technology most of your life with being CEO of several companies. What do you see as the future of where the digital revolution can lead us?
Well, I think what it is seamlessness between customer needs and a company's ability to satisfy those needs. And when you take a look at how companies are doing it today, the most attractive way of making that happen is through software. And all software, by definition, is a very digital-oriented medium.
You talk about something called the application economy. Describe what that is.
Well, one of the things that we found is just about every customer that we have, their biggest issue at the board level and the CEO level, am I moving fast enough? Am I being innovative enough? And when you think of going fast and being innovative, and you think about that in the context of the relationships you have with your customers, it ends up being in software. Many, many people are much more comfortable dealing transactionally with an iPhone or a tablet or a browser than they are with queuing up in a line and talking to a human. Nothing is more frustrating to somebody that thinks they should have a digital experience when they're forced into an old analog experience. And regardless of industry, industry by industry, moving their customer experience or augmenting their customer experience with a digital platform.
One of the challenges that analog CEOs face, I'm using this provocative term, analog CEOs, CEOs who are very successful in pre-digital era, if I may, and now the whole digital revolution is unfolding. What are the 2-3 tips you would like to give to them, saying that focus on these 2-3 areas, and it may help you to continue your success in digital era as well?
I'll try to be a little bit more provocative with this and not give the standard answer that you'd find in a business magazine. Things that I see the more elevated thinkers paying attention to. Using applications and a digital footprint, don't use it as a defensive weapon to cut costs. I mean, that's going to happen, and you should have a team already doing that well in place. Use it as an offensive weapon to get closer to your customers than your competition. That's number one. Once you start getting that platform put in place, you are collecting tons and tons of data on your customer and your customer experiences. Use that data and those data analytics to get into what we call the next evolution, which is predictive analytics. Start anticipating the needs with a high degree of accuracy of what customers are going to want and get that to them before they even realize they want that. There's no way you can do either one of those two things if you don't have a digital platform.
Earlier you mentioned a little bit about culture and all that. Could you also touch a little bit beyond technology, because the pure play digital enterprises demonstrate certain cultural elements which make them successful, and then analog enterprises have certain cultural elements, so there has to be a cultural transformation which goes beyond technology. Any thoughts on that aspect of cultural transformation?
Yeah, I mean, for our company and our industry, you know, we're in a very talent-constricted world. I can't stress this enough. The team with the best talent is going to win. So as a CEO and as any leader in the company, you'd better be paying attention to the talent you currently have and the talent that you need. So if you're going to do that, you're going to have to compete with everybody else. Now, in our digital age, everybody pays the same. You know, I have this skill set. I'm in this particular town. I've got this many years of experience. we're all going to pay plus or minus 5% of each other. So you take that off. You're not moving to a company because of pay. It's really going to come down to three things. Number one, do I like my immediate supervisor? So if you have a weak leadership team, if you have a leadership team that doesn't understand your mission, if you have a leadership team that doesn't care about employees, you're not going to attract the A players, because that's one of the things that an employee is looking for. Number two, am I doing interesting work? If you can't create the kinds of work products and the evolution of their own career and give them path and mobility that they continuously have an opportunity to improve themselves, they will do that. They just will do it at a different company. You don't want that. Those are the kinds of people that are ambitious, that are free thinking, that you want in your company. And last, create an environment that is suited towards them. So when I think about that, we try to create a unique environment. We don't want everybody to work at our company. We want the right kinds of people to work at our company. We have a certain DNA, and we want other people to fit within the diversity of that DNA. We're not trying to be anybody else. We're not trying to be the second best someone else. We're trying to be the best us we can be, and we have a very definite view of what that us should be.
Very interesting. Robert, you want to take your...
Yes. I am going to actually ask you what's called rapid fire.
All right.
I'm going to throw at you some words. Just give me a phrase that makes sense on those. First word, digital today.
Better be on it or you're being bypassed by your competitors.
Digital 2050.
Irrelevant.
I have to just ask for an explanation on that.
I think, 2050, our concept of digital is going to be so different than it is today that you'd better open up your aperture and think completely outside of the box, because whatever we think digital is today, I think will be irrelevant.
Okay, I like that answer. Customer.
The most important thing a CEO can work on for economic long-term sustainability.
And finally, cognitive.
The ability to predict the future. If you take a look at what's happening, and I'm actually very excited about this, when we talk about artificial intelligence, it's really cognitive science.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole cognitive ability, I think, is going to bring a whole new generation of creativity into our industry. When you think about the whole cognitive ability, it really reaches back into some of the 16th century philosophers that taught humans how to think, or how humans how to frame problems. Now that we're trying to teach machines how to think, we have to go all the way back into some of the great thinkers of that are usually found in philosophy to start thinking about the algorithms of what do you do to help humans really think things through in a very robust way, to how do you teach a machine to think. So I think that that's going to open up the aperture to a whole new generation of people coming into computer science. And with the modern tools that are put in place, I think that we're going to see that, once again, maybe this 2050 digital revolution is going to look more like a 16th century philosopher.
To anyone who's aspiring to be a CEO, what advice do you have?
I think number one is you got to love the job, and you've got to love working with people. And you have to define success not with the success that you get yourself. You have to define success on how you've made other people successful. If you focus on those types of things and you've got the personality to do it, I think you're a great, you're a great candidate to be a CEO. If you don't like what you're doing, you'll run out of energy. The job requires an extraordinary amount of energy. And secondly, when you think about the job, almost nothing can be done by yourself. You have to be a force multiplier. You have to find ways to inspire other great people to want to do things and collaborate with you on the things that you might initiate to get done or have come to understand need to get done.
What
That's
a discussion.
Great. Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you so much, Mike. Appreciate
Pleasure.
It.
Now we have to do a fist pump here.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.